Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
God places the lonely in families, according to Psalm 68:6. This week, I've been having a conversation with Byron Riddle, Church and Community Engagement Director with Christian Heritage. He and his wife, Jen, have personally gone through this experience, and I want you to share your journey and inspire other families to invest in kids.
Sure. Yeah. It's been a journey for sure. But a few years back, we got a call about a mom and her six-year-old son. They were living in the car. Mom was hooked on drugs. And so she was having to make the decision of what happens to my kid if I go to rehab or I just stay here so at least I can stay with my child. She made the decision to call our line and we got connected with her. Long story short, we took in her little guy and she went through rehab, went from one part-time job to two part-time jobs to having an apartment to the place where she could take her little guy back in a really healthy way. Now, fast forward to today, we've stayed connected with that family. We have them over for dinner. I was able to baptize her about a year ago in church. She's given her life to the Lord since then. We see them every Sunday in church. It's an amazing picture of what one simple yes from us, how God used that to impact not only her life, but the next generation's life and what that's meant for their family. She remarried, so she's got this family wrapped around her now. We've been able to connect with that extended family. And so it's a really small snapshot into how God utilizes the families that are sitting in our churches right now to impact people for generations to come.
It's really breaking the cycle, too.
Absolutely.
And giving a family the opportunity to become strong and healthy. And you know, families are the bedrock to society. When we have healthy families, we have strong communities. So it's wonderful to hear your story and that Jen and you have given your heart to really committing to helping kids that maybe life would turn out a little bit differently. I love this powerful story. How can people get connected to Christian Heritage?
Easiest way is through the website, chne.org. Just stop there quick. You can find out some more information and connect with us as well through the website.
Thank you so much, Byron, for your ministry.